Chapter 2. The Landing. When I did wake up, it was to complete silence. We must have landed. But where were Commander Assad and Pilot Velez? Why hadn't they opened my sleeping capsule yet? I waited a few minutes, then cautiously opened the capsule myself. I sat up and looked around. Commander Assad and Pilot Velez's capsules were still closed. That was strange. The computer was programmed to wake us up as soon as we reached Earth. I tried to open Commander Assad's capsule. It wouldn't budge. So I went over to the computer. Computer, open Commander Assad's capsule. But the computer remained silent. That was strange, too. Had something gone wrong? I decided it was time to get help. I opened the spaceship door and stepped out. Back on Earth for the first time in weeks, it felt good to be on solid ground again. When I got over my joy at being back home, I looked around. Our spaceship had landed in a big field, which I assumed was near Claryville. Commander Assad had told me that the spaceship would land right outside of town. That had been a recent breakthrough in space travel. Spaceships could now land near mission members' towns. I thought for sure Mission Control would be waiting for us, but no one was there. After 15 minutes of waiting, I realized I would have to walk into town for help.